B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday, January 13th to all across the Delaware Valley. Live in Indianapolis with the Sixers. I'm Anthony Gargano, and as we get ready for the second game of this little road swing that was started in Dallas on Saturday night. Good first half, bad second half, bad result. Now we approach Indiana. Now tonight's an important game because the last time they were in Indiana, it was December 31st, New Year's Eve day, and they didn't show up. Right? Remember, it was during the throes of that little losing streak. So I think this is a very important time for the Sixers to win this game. They had practice yesterday, and it was a big deal losing to Dallas, in which, you know, they played well in the first half, and they played well defensively, and I thought had a pretty good control of the game. When Simmons gets his third foul with about five and change to go, it kind of changed the tenor a little bit. They could have went out. I thought they were going to be up by 20. And I was watching Luka because Luka was frustrated, and then they got going. And then the third quarter, where that was the big problem, they allowed 32 in that third quarter, and there it was. So tonight's a pretty big game for the Sixers. The football games yesterday, and there's so much I want to get into off of that. First of all, it was wild. I mean, Kansas City down like that early, and all the memes started to go. Andy this, oh, Andy. I was getting all the memes because, you know, I am an Andy guy. I want rooting for the Chiefs, Andy and Spags, and I want to see them do well. And look up, it's 24-0, and you're going, oh, my God. What is going on after Lamar Jackson and the Ravens go down? The Chiefs are going to go down at home to Houston? What? And then Patrick Mahomes was sick. Oh, my Lord. He is just sick. And he goes off and he is out of his mind. I mean, he's just a video game. He is so engaged. He's easily the best quarterback. There's, you know, I want to get into where Carson ranks with these quarterbacks. First of all, he's not close to Mahomes. Nobody's close to Mahomes. I mean, what he does, it's amazing. And he's so engaged in the game. He knows exactly when there's a flag. But he knew every time because there's all kinds of holding and pass interference down the field between Kelce and Tyreek Hill and all those guys. And he's on it. He's on everything. And if he's not just throwing pillows and dimes, he's taking off. I marvel at that dude. He's amazing. But curious, because I had this little debate about where Carson ranks among the quarterbacks, among these quarterbacks that you see. And most notably, Jimmy G came up. And it was like, who you got, Carson? And that was on my buddy's text chain. Who you want, Carson or Jimmy G? And I'm a Jimmy G fan. But I'm still taking Carson. Now, I still believe in Wentz. And I'd still take him over Jimmy G. Now, here lies the question and the story that was in Marcus Hayes' column about the quote from Malcolm Jenkins. We played with a lot of grit the last 4 weeks. We had a lot of talent the first few weeks. If we could combine that grit with that talent, we'll be right there. And he went on to talk about how they've had some issues, Marcus said, over the last couple years with discipline. And how that's affected the quarterback and how that's affected. And it's funny because we laud, and I do it all the time. I laud Doug Peterson with how players never quit, right? And they always come back. Is that because there is a lack of discipline that he lets them police themselves? And ultimately, is it a good thing? Now, I want to say yes, because they're always playing at the end. So the last 2 years, they've overcome whatever adversity they've had. So I'm going to say yes, but it is an interesting conversation. Is he such a player's guy that it's to his detriment? But I want to get into all of it straight ahead. Good morning, Junis.
What's up, man? How are you? How's everything over in Indianapolis there?
It's quiet. You know, it's funny, you know, because I'm broadcasting from a studio that's right in the center of town. Be like, you know, Center City type of thing.
Cool.
So you're looking at, there's a monument. And there's like an area, it's like a public square without any car traffic. And it's nice, right? There's coffee shops, all kinds of stuff. And there's a monument right in the center. And it's just so quiet. You know, we're used to, like, I'm used to Center City where it's bustling, you know.
So is it a good quiet or a bad quiet?
No, a good quiet. No, it's good. It's quiet.
I'm thinking of my cousin Vinny when his best sleep was when he was sleeping in the jail cell.
Yeah, you saw that
noise.
That was on the other night. No. It's not. Believe me. No, it's cool. It's fine. It's been a little bit of a journey. So we got from Dallas, and then we stayed in Dallas Saturday night, and then left yesterday. But the beauty of the Wi-Fi on the plane, you could watch the football games on the plane.
And they were amazing football games. All weekend was great. But that Texans-Chiefs game, you asked me on Friday which game I was most excited for. And I said Texans-Chiefs because I think it was going to be a shootout. And when they went up 24-0 Houston, I said, wow, is this really how the game's going to go? And then all of a sudden Mahomes just woke up. And that Kansas City Chiefs offense woke up. And Andy Reid woke up. And it was incredible the way they came back. But the one thing that scares me, Ant.
What's that?
Now everybody's going to try to compare Wentz to Mahomes.
Well, but you can't.
People will. I saw it yesterday. Oh, Wentz could never do this.
Well, but listen, Mahomes is better.
Yeah, he's the best in the game.
Right. You know, I mean, that's not criminal that he's not the best quarterback in the sport. Right? Like, if you're gonna pick who you want, we should do this as the exercise. You're going to choose Wentz. You're going to choose Mahomes over Wentz.
Yes.
I don't think that's even close.
Correct. But my concern is now all of a sudden people are going to hold Carson Wentz to that high of a standard. Like, he has to be this, right? Like, Ben Simmons has to be LeBron James. Carson Wentz now has to be Patrick Mahomes. Oh, remember earlier in the year the argument was, well, Tom Brady never had that many great receivers, and look what he did. But Tom Brady was the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So now Patrick Mahomes is the greatest in the league, and people are going to say, well, Carson Wentz can't do what Mahomes does.
That goes back to you believing, that you responding to the 5% goofballs.
I don't know. I think it's more than just 5% goofballs.
I think you respond. No, but you always react to the goofy 5%. Like, you have to tell me. The fact that Carson Wentz is not, that the fact that Patrick Mahomes is better than Carson Wentz, that's disappointing? A crime?
No, it's not a crime.
I think it's pretty obvious, no?
Yeah, I mean, he's the best quarterback in the game right now. And that's not going to change. And I don't ever see Carson Wentz playing to that level. And
right, but as long as Wentz is a top five,
yes,
right, around there, you know, anything, put it this way. If he's less than 10, I'm disappointed. I'm upset if he's less than 10.
Right.
If he's, you know, 8, 9, 10, I'm a little disappointed. But he's got to be around 5. If he's around 5, if he's a top 5 guy, I feel good. And he could be a top 5 guy.
Yeah, MVP candidate almost every single season when he's healthy and he has guys around him. Yeah.
But like, I'll make it like that. Like, to me, he's only a disappointment if he's not top 5 in the league.
Okay.
Because that's fair, right? Donovan was a top 5 quarterback in the league when he played.
Yes.
And so we should all went to that standard. Now, one, he's not number 1. He's not Mahomes. But we'll go through the list and see where he should rank. You're going to exclude Brady and Rodgers at that point because, you know, Brady's almost done, and Rodgers is on that other, he's in that other grouping. But, like, you know, Wentz has to be at some point a top five quarterback. Do people still doubt that?
Oh, and for sure people doubt that.
Well, let's get into it. I know the Ben issues.
Yeah, they lose to Dallas, and it's back to fire Brett and Trey Ben.
I know.
Boston, it's silent, and then that happens. Those are the people that get under my skin the most. You're right about that.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we react so much to the Sixers. Like, we react game by game. Right? It's almost what you can't do over an 82-game season. It's not healthy. But I'm curious, because I want to know from people, when we talk about the Sixers topics today, I want to know what their biggest gripes are. You know, and it can include the obvious. And then, like, I kind of want to not dispel them, but alleviate them. Like, their biggest source of angst, you know, beyond just, you know, the Ben shooting type of thing. And then alleviate the angst. All right, we got lots to get to today as we are live in Indianapolis, home of the Combine. You ever been to Indianapolis?
No. I have not been.
Yeah, I used to come here for the Combine all the time. And then there was a Final Four. They had the Final Four a couple times. It's a little bit of a, and I actually came here. That's right. I did some Indiana basketball. Got yelled at by Bobby Knight.
Oh,
Bloomington's
really?
Not far, right? Yeah.
Are you
and
near?
Then every once in a while they would play here. What's that?
Are you near Lucas Oil Stadium?
Yeah. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, right near it. Python. All right, brother. Let's get to it. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, let me talk about my uncles. That's right. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, family Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, right here celebrating all month long during Owner Appreciation Month. Drive home a new Jeep for only $129 a month. That's right. Just $129 a month. Only a family. Get oil change, state inspection, loaner card, no charge. And at Family, your buying experience is always fun and fast and friendly. You get the best service after the sale. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer, family-owned and operated for three generations during Owner Appreciation Month because of Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Come on, man, you're more than a customer. You're family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime at familyautos.com. Discount down payment depend on model chosen. See the uncles for details. Offer ends January 31st, 2020.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back live in Indianapolis. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas as we hang out, getting ready for Sixers basketball tonight. But the playoffs were just scintillating yesterday. What an incredible weekend of playoffs. It's amazing how the NFL is just so good. It's just so good. These games are these almost epic happenings. Like, there were four of them this weekend, and you needed to be engaged in all of them. Now, the only one I didn't really see was Saturday night, because we were at American Airlines Arena in Dallas for Luka and Ben and the Sixers, which was first. Luka is amazing. I actually, tune in, Friday night, I got to see a little bit of LeBron and Luka.
Oh, you saw the Lakers-Mavs game.
Yeah, it was
out. That's awesome.
By the time we landed, we were like four blocks from the arena. So quickly got the run down there. Luka's all, I love him, man. He's outrageous.
He just lit it up that second half.
He was outrageous. And he was so frustrated because the first half, he's frustrated, right? He's not missing. He's not making his free throws. He missed a couple open shots. And he rips his jersey. He grabs his jersey by the neck and he yanks on it and he rips it. And it was all, and LeBron was ridiculous. See, I thought the Sixers would win Saturday night after, you know, Dallas down early, they furious comeback, but, you know, they can't beat Los Angeles. And so they were a bit of a funk without Porzingis. That's why it was a little bit of a disappointment on Saturday in the second half. I thought they had that team where they wanted them. And they allowed them to get hot.
Yeah, and you can't let Luka get hot.
He's unbelievable, man. He really is. You know what's amazing about him is that he's 20 years old, right? He's 20 years old, and he's been playing with men since he was 15. Like, that's the biggest advantage that they have, right? Is that those elite talent is playing with men. Right. You're like 15, 16 years old. They're playing national team, and there's no age. So you're playing. And so he's undeterred. Like, you watch him play, there is no, and that's the advantage of the foreign player now. The foreign player is more fearless.
Except Pork Moss.
No, whatever. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well.
So you probably didn't see it because you were landing at the time, but right before the game, they just showed some video of Luka when he was still playing professionally overseas, when he was like 15 years old. He looked like a child. And then when you compare it to the guys he was playing with, I'm like, dude, how? And he was playing well.
He was like, you know, he was like 15 years old. Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Like 14, 15 years old.
When I was 15, I was playing Madden, eating snacks.
But I didn't see Lamar go down.
Yeah, how about that? They figured him out. You got to credit Mike Vrabel and that Tennessee team.
I mean, what happened? I mean, I read about it and I saw some highlights, but I mean, they just, you know, it was amazing. Jumped all over him.
He was missing throws. He wasn't escaping like he normally does. I mean, he wasn't like the Action Jackson like we're used to.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was shocked.
All right, I want to get into the quarterbacks because I broke them down into kind of tiers. And so we'll do that in a second. But first, let's hit some phone lines. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Dwayne in Richmond. Dwayne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, my brother?
Not much. I just wanted to make two points. You know, one was about when we were comparing, like, Wentz to Mahomes. You know, I hate going back to 2017, the Super Bowl season, but Carson Wentz was basically the MVP of the league, you know, that year. So I think, you know, Carson Wentz has a chance to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not, you know, already one. But when this guy, when we get him some real weapons, his own elite receiver, I think that's when Carson really is going to take off. Because we saw what he did with somebody like DeSean Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it is, I agree with you. It's hard to judge him. You know, it really is difficult to judge him. Like, how would he perform if you gave him Kelce and Tyreek Hill and that offense? Yeah. How would he perform? I will say this, though. Mahomes is clearly the best quarterback in the league, though.
Yeah, he is. I'm not debating that, but
yeah.
You know, they went down early because of a lot of drops from key receivers and players like Robinson and Travis Kelce. They went down early due to that. And, yeah, Pat Mahomes being great, he was over to overcome it. But, you know, Carson Wentz has been, you know, this year we've had more drops than anybody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This year. And last point on the Malcolm Jenkins, I respect what he says. I respect what he's doing. You know, when you look at a guy like Malcolm Jenkins, a class act, I believe everything he's saying. You know, Alshon quit on the team. Nelson quit. Alshon quit a long time ago, you know. Nelson Aguilar is garbage. So you saw what we could be with people who wanted to play, who wanted to play for each other and loved each other, and what they can do. So we need to get those type of guys in here, you know. So that's all I have.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you. I'm completely in agreement with you. That's good stuff, Dwayne, as always. You know, and he's got to figure out. You got to give him a chance to have elite players to play with, and how he's got to figure out this roster. He's got to figure out the skill people on the roster. You love Sanders, That's you figure you got him, and now you need to figure out, all right, who's my tight end? Am I going to go back with two tight ends? Do I need to use and get some assets from one of them? Because I still think that that is a good route to go and a good path to go. I love Zach Ertz, and I admire Zach Ertz. I think he's tough, and he's a terrific pass catcher. But it might not be a bad idea, depending on what, if you can get a significant haul, it might not be a bad idea to move on. You know, it sucks, but those two guys, it is kind of overkill, especially when you need outside, you know, you need jackrabbits, man. You need guys that can fly. So I often wonder about that trade possibility.
It'll be interesting because remember, Howie Roseman said at the end of the press conference that he admitted that he gets attached to some of his players. Now, that would be one of the biggest disattachments of players, of getting rid of Zach Ertz, who's going to be probably a Hall of Fame tight end at some point. Best tight end in Eagles history.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. At some point, don't you have to think, don't you believe that you can't have two tight ends making that kind of, look, Zach's making a lot of money. At some point, you got, not next year, but the year after, you're going to have Goddard make money.
Right.
I mean, you know, at some point, you got to move on from one of them.
Yeah, that's going to be, a lot of people are going to be upset, though. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I sometimes people don't look at the football aspect of it. And I think people cringe just at the idea of it.
Yeah, but the problem is you need so much, I think. You need a whole new receiving core.
Yes.
You got Sanders. I actually like Boston Scott to play in the Sproles role. I mean, you know, Howard's one thing. I mean, I have no problem with him. I'm not love. But you got to revamp what's around Wentz. And having two tight ends, you need a stronger blocker from one of the tight ends.
Which is Goddard.
I mean, honestly, it makes a lot of sense.
It does. And we talk about the prototypical offense for a guy like Carson Wentz. You saw it last night, or yesterday afternoon, with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Everybody's down. Everybody's a deep threat. Even Travis Kelce, he's going downfield making plays.
I'm
rarely running 12 personnel.
I mean, dude, he was an utter beast. See, here's the thing: I love Ertz, but he's not Travis Kelce. Like, you couldn't stop him yesterday. Did you see the one touchdown where he posts up? Mahomes goes in, and they thought he might have crossed the line of scrimmage.
Yes, which was a beautiful toe drag.
Yeah, it was amazing, like, right?
Like, dude, like,
he's absurd. He's so sick. Good, right? But that play where, look at where the position Kelce gets.
He's going old man basketball game.
Right? Ertz is terrific. But he doesn't get the same attention. I mean, they were mugging Kelce down the field. He's closer to Gronk than he is Ertz.
There was one play where they doubled up and they got called for holding. The Texans did. Because as soon as he came off the line, they just grabbed his jersey. They didn't want him going anywhere.
Yes, yes.
It's like, yeah, you can't do that.
Right. Without a doubt. He's a beast. So it is something. It's something to think about. All right, let's go to Steve in Swedesboro. Stevie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
What's up, Stevie?
No, man, I wanted to call and talk. I mean, we look at a lot of these younger quarterbacks in the league, and, you know, I tend to judge them not by how things are going when everything's going well, but more how they react when things aren't going well. And if you look at Lamar yesterday, I mean, he started to get a little bit frustrated, Saturday. They were on him. They were bothering him. They were bottling him up. They wouldn't let him get to his spots. He was missing guys. And then it's, you know, oh, we just had a bad day. But if that was Wentz, they'd be on top of him. He's no good.
He'd be getting killed. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're looking at younger quarterbacks overall, I mean, I don't think there's any question that Mahomes is number one. But I'd have a pretty strong argument that you could put Wentz 2, 3, maybe 4 at worst.
All right, so if you have, here's the list of the quarterbacks, right? The younger quarterbacks. Okay. And I'm leaving Russ out or Wilson out of it because okay. He's more of a veteran. So Mahomes.
Now, is this your list, or is you're just throwing them out there?
I'm just throwing them out there, and you for us okay. to talk about Mahomes, Watson, Jimmy G, Goff, Lamar, Wentz, and you got Murray too. But I don't think Murray makes that list yet.
Yeah.
So of those quarterbacks, I would put Mahomes 1, Watson 2.
I would go Mahomes 1, and I would go Wentz 2. I mean, if you gave Wentz DeAndre Hopkins and, Fuller when he's healthy, Stills, Fells is a pretty good.
He's not. I mean, you got one receiver. You got Hopkins. That's it.
He's good enough, though.
Okay, but their offensive line, Eagles' offensive line, is better.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, with Watson, I think Watson's too. I think we got to give it up to Sean Watson.
He is pretty good. I mean, but the good thing is that he's at least in that conversation. It's a thought. It's a discussion that you could have.
Now, who do you go, Jimmy G or Wentz?
I go Wentz.
See, so do I. Now, I would go Wentz over Garoppolo. I would agree with that. Good stuff, my brother. I appreciate it. So who do you go, Chunis? You go Jimmy G or Carson?
Carson. You know I'm not a big Jimmy G guy.
It's funny because on the text chain, I was the only one who went Carson.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's surprising.
So Goff or Carson?
Carson. I don't think Jared Goff is really that as special as they make him out to be.
Dak or Carson?
Carson.
Lamar or Carson?
Now that's tough.
It is tough because he's so unique, Lamar, and you just saw him lose. So because you just saw him lose, there's a recency bias there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put an asterisk next to this one because Carson Wentz had one ball-out year, right? Lamar Jackson had his ball-out year this year. Let's see if Lamar Jackson can keep it up. Like, did he get figured out? Over the weekend. Our team's going to start playing the way the Titans played against them on Saturday next season. And does he not have this incredible MVP season? I'll probably lean Lamar right now because of the incredible year that he had.
So you go, I'm trying to, now remember, Russell Wilson is a separate entity. So is Brady, Breeze, and then your...
And Rodgers, you put him there?
Rodgers, like that, those four are like on a separate, because those four are locks right now, right? Like, yes. You know, and then you got Brady moving on, Breeze moving on at some point, and we'll see about that. Now, what about Stafford? There's another group, the Stafford Cousins. Would you go, do you put Stafford into the conversation at all?
I like Matt Stafford. I do, but I just think he's too reckless at times. I mean, he has all these great fourth quarter comebacks, but why?
He's a great thrower.
Yes.
He's a great thrower.
But he's reckless. I mean, he turns the ball over quite a few times. I think I would lean Carson over Matt Stafford, especially looking at upside. I mean, I don't know if Matt Stafford has the right coach right now with Matt Patricia. If he had the right coach, maybe he plays a little bit better. But I'd go Wentz over Stafford right now.
So would I. So,
and I like Stafford.
So of the quarterbacks, and I'm curious, I want people to chime in on here. Of the quarterbacks, if you put Mahomes, now again, we're putting Wilson, Rodgers, Brady, Breeze in a separate category. That's another tier. And of this tier, the young stud tier, you have Mahomes, Watson, Lamar, Jimmy G, Goff, Dak, Murray, and Wentz.
Okay. Yeah, the young guys that are coming up right now.
Where does he fit into that group?
I would say two or three in that group. I get what the caller was saying earlier about
Watson.
He's
not two.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Dude, Watts is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. He's Superman. But I want to see what Carson Wentz could do with a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, who is arguably
the best. Yeah, but he doesn't have anybody else. He doesn't have he's got Carlos Hyde running the ball.
Yeah, at least he's got a threat in Will Fuller.
But Will Fuller's been hurt half the year.
I know. I look at the numbers and everybody goes, oh, look at Deshaun Watson, MVP candidate. And he has the identical numbers to Carson Wentz. And Wentz was doing it with practice squad players. Like, I want to see what Carson Wentz can do with these other receivers.
Yeah, but in fairness, if we're going to judge it and be honest, to me, it's Mahomes Watson right now. That's how the list starts. And then it's up. You know, then it's kind of like, to me, then you have the argument.
I mean, Watson probably gets the lean there because obviously Carson had the fumbling problems earlier in the season. And Watson is more of a dual threat quarterback than Carson Wentz is. And because he doesn't have any ACL injuries, he's still not afraid to run at times.
He does have an ACL injury.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He does. He had it early.
Yeah, last year. Man. We remember.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he's got it.
And he's still moving.
Yeah, no, he's ridiculous. And he's, but to me, he's got a great arm. He's accurate. So, like, to me, he goes, Mahomes is clearly one. Mahomes the only guy that can go in the top five with the group of Wilson, Rodgers, Brady, and Breeze.
That's fair.
And then you have the next five. So overall, Carson would be like seven, maybe eight. Because you would take, what would you take now, Carson or Matt Ryan?
Carson.
Yeah. Because you have those other guys, Rivers, Cousins. And I think we like Carson better than those
guys.
And
being 7-8 is in a good spot because, like you said, some of these guys are going to be out of the league soon.
Right, right.
Like Breeze has turned, what, 41 this week?
Exactly.
Like he could be out next year. We don't know.
So right away, Mr. X chimes in.
Of course he does.
Mr. X, number one Carson hater, chimes in. 610-632-0975. I'll reveal what he says. Hater X, we should call him. Hater X comes in right away. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. Talking playoffs. We'll get into some Sixers as well. Let's talk a little bit about DeFino Law, shall we? Listen, there are times when you need a lawyer. And when you need that lawyer, who do you want to work with? You want to work with a local firm, right? A law firm that was born and raised in Philadelphia with a team of highly experienced lawyers who answer your call right away, who brawl for you in court. And you know what I mean. You need someone that knows the landscape. Well, that's my guys at DeFino Law. They're the team for you, Vince and Mike DeFino. Great no-nonsense guys, wonderful lawyers. They're right on South Broad Street. They hit hard for their clients. The name DeFino means something in law in Philadelphia, going back to Judge DeFino. So you call DeFino Law, you're going to be sitting and talking to a real lawyer right away, not referred through the assembly line, some strange office with a lawyer you never met. For over 60 years, they've been fighting for working people all over Philadelphia. Whether you had a personal injury at work, an auto accident, slip and fall, have a loved one who's the victim of a wrongful death in a state or criminal matter, get to know DeFino Law, 215-551-9099. Let a real Philadelphia law firm fight for you, DeFinoLawyers.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, coming up 11 o'clock. Don't forget our Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway. So at 11 and at 1, we're going to give you a keyword for the Trust the Contest presented by the New Parks Casino Sportsbook app. You'll have a chance to win $1,000 with three ways to enter. Stay tuned. We're about 9 minutes away. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. Couple things before we get back to the phones. All right. Mr. X, Wentz, number two of the Young Bucks. That has me cracking up. These people can't be serious. How is there even a debate on the top three? Mahomes, Watson, Lamar, all special playmakers. Wentz, nowhere near these guys. Interesting. So I respond and I go, I love Watson, but to me, nobody's close to Mahomes. I'm not as big a fan as Lamar. I still don't like his throwing mechanics. Like, I like Lamar. I think he's got a shot, but I'm not in love with his throwing mechanics. I like Watson, Wentz. I love Mahomes. So I go, I would go, my top three of the Young Bucks would be Mahomes one, clearly one. Then I go Watson two. I would put Wentz three, Lamar four. Then Jimmy G, Goff, and then Dak and Murray. Now, Murray is smaller. I like the way he played. He's a small, he makes plays happen. Now, again, this that we already concede that the top four is already Russell Wilson, Rodgers, Brady, and Breeze.
People are having exception to Brady being on there.
Oh, whatever. I mean, you know, I mean, it could be done. I'm leaving those guys out of it. I'm pushing those guys to the side. That's not even, like really a debate right now because he's toward the end, but it's more about the greatness of what he's been like. So push him aside. Let's just talk about the young quarterbacks. All right, here we go. Here is your Monday five. All right? Now, I got a Monday five for you. Question number one. Give me the best thing you saw this weekend and the worst thing. In fact, you had a really good one for the best thing with Jimmy Johnson that you'll get to in a second. Question number two, and write these down, Chulis, because you'll be on the clock as well.
Oh, I'm writing.
I told you I saw Doncic LeBron Friday night at American Airlines Arena. There is nothing better than like a matchup like that where you go, oh my God, I'm going to go see it. What matchup would you pay for right now? Like an individual matchup. Question number three. How do you combat Eagles withdrawal? Pretty self-sufficient. I mean, at this point, it was a tough weekend. Question number four. Give me your interest level in the championship game tonight. 10 being like supreme interest, 1 being I want something else. Because I can't wait for it tonight, and it kind of sucks because, I'm at the Sixers game tonight and covering the Sixers game, so I'm looking forward to the Sixers-Pacers, but I'm going to miss the championship game. So I got a DVR tune. It's like I got to have, I got to set the DVR. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I feel bad for you.
Because how much I'm a big college guy. And so that's a difficult one.
Like for me, tonight's a must watch, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, I would think so. But it's out there for the people because we're not a huge college town when it comes to college football. We've never been that real big college town. All right, in question number five, give me the last celebrity that you met. Now, this is off of, I was talking to Mark Cuban Friday night. So I saw Mark Cuban. He was sitting next to Dirk on Saturday night. And I saw him and talked to him for a little bit. And he was actually very gracious. And it was, you should have saw the ovation Dirk got. It was like AI. Like when the Dirk was in the building, people were freaking out in Dallas. And I got to tell you one more. So, dude, and I was going to wait to bring this up, but I can't. It's Saturday morning, Tunis, and I go do my Fox show, right? I come back to the hotel, and I'm, like, dying for coffee. I didn't have any coffee because I do it real early.
Right.
So I go to, there's a restaurant in the hotel where we're staying at. So I go get a cup of coffee. So there's a guy behind the bar, and he's prepping the bar for later. And he's like, well, you know, what's up? And then he looks at me, and I got an Eagles shirt on, an Eagles hoodie. And he goes, you're an Eagles fan. Ew.
He ewed you?
He ewed me.
Oh, come on.
He ewed me, dude. Andrew, he ewed me. He went, you're an Eagles fan? Ew.
I don't get it. I really don't get the ew. Come on.
There was the ew. I mean, literally, I didn't even, like, all I did was say, you know, we're, can I get a cup of coffee? I already ordered it with the hostess, and I was waiting by the bar, and he was prepping the bar. And then he goes, ew.
Oh, man.
You're an Eagles fan. Ew. And I started laughing, right? Like, you know, you know, it was funny. And I go, what are you, like, you cowboy man? You're all McCarthy'd up. And he goes, yeah, you know, he was a big time cowboy fan. So it was funny. We started talking, started BSing. And I said, of all the teams in the division you hate, who's the most? Because, you know, there's this whole feeling that they hate Washington.
Right.
Or the Giants more than the Eagles. Uh-uh. He goes, oh, I hate, it's not even close, he said. I hate you guys. I was proud of that.
Something to be proud of. Speaking of the Eagles.
Uh-oh. What do we got?
An old friend. Surprisingly, according to Ian Rappaport, the Jaguars and offensive coordinator John DeFilippo have parted ways.
Wow.
I think the Eagles need an offensive coordinator, no?
Yeah, I still like Caldwell.
I don't know. Carson Wentz credits DeFilippo a lot.
He does. He does. And that's not a surprise.
You think they made a few phone calls?
I don't know. It's interesting. He was not mentioned among the... Remember, I brought him up to Jeff McClain last week.
Right.
And he said he hadn't heard about DeFilippo.
Well, now that he's available, maybe you can hear something.
Could you imagine you bring the flip back?
Why not? Carson had his most success that year.
Yeah, I agree.
Now Frank Reich was there, too.
I agree.
But he credits John DeFilippo a lot.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about how John DeFilippo really had him organized and
he's hard on him. I know. I agree with that.